Lincoln Alba. Andy Talkie, the one of everybody out there. Oh, my God. Look for radio check.
W2T in 0TR.
W2T, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Rusty. And how are you doing? I think you've been to church.
Yeah, I've been sitting around. Dave had to come over and do some more work on my heating and air system at the house. He had an event that, I had a bathroom vent that had dropped down. So instead of getting the cold air coming into the bathroom, it was the hot air, the warm air in the summer, the winter, the cold air in the summer, it was all going underneath the house. So he come over and pulled that vent back up where it needed to be and properly taped it into place. And now I've got, and he was off to run somewhere else. That man's like a one-armed paper hanger, you know. He's on the go 6.5 days a week.
Gentlemen, there's no question about that. With a lot of background and good experience, that's what counts.
And we were talking about that new Freon that they're coming out with that's got propane in it. And he says he doesn't want to handle any of that stuff ever. He says that's a accident looking for a place to happen.
On that anymore. I used to have to study those different blends and that. It seemed like they change every few years. Patrick was telling me about the ones that they use in the automobiles, so it's been a year or so ago, so I can't remember what it is. But it's different than the typical one that they had been using. I was trying to think of the number on it, but I'd never heard of it before, even.
22, and that's what goes in a house, and now they come out with an R32 for the house, and that's the one that's got propane mixed in with the Freon, and he says that stuff is, an accident looking for a place to happen, and he hopes to stay away from it. But, that's a change in industry, and everybody rides with the thing, and there's new stuff for the cars, too. And I can't remember what the number is, what it is on it either, but I know it's changed because I was talking to somebody the other day about on a little HHR I had getting some more Freon put in it, and he told me what was going on was the new Freon has come out, and the old Freon has gotten so high priced, you can't afford it anymore to put the old stuff in. So they want to make you change over your systems to the new stuff.
Yeah, in my days it was R12 and R22. Then they phased that out, and like the one on this house is, it's over 10 years old, I know that. And it's R410. And I don't have any idea what that number is on the cars, but I know there's a brand new one they started putting in a year or so ago. But propane, it's funny stuff. In order to make it blow up, you got to have an air-gas ratio that's just so-so. It's not quite as dangerous as you might think. But I respect Dave's opinion. I'm sure he's probably right about that. But I used to handle 30,000-gallon propane generating station. And I've walked out in it waist-deep when a pop-off valve stuck one time, and tapped on the pop-off valve to get it shut off on a propane generator. Makes you kind of a
statement, I'm sure. And I got to go up and find me a new monitor. My third one that I use in my radio room setup has been getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And when it comes on, it's not very bright. And I've got it set up to the highest white, brightness it can be. And as you use it, it gets dimmer and dimmer as the evening goes along. As it gets heated up, it dims down more. So that if I'm on it for 4 or 5 hours with that monitor on, anything that's on it, I can't read it. So, and I got to find a VGA monitor, because that's what I've got left to plug in is a VGA connection instead of anything else. So my other two type connections are made on the computer, and the only thing I got left for the third one is a VGA. So that's what I got to use.
Well, TR, that brings up a question. I used to have audio on my, I got a speaker system set up on the computers, plugged into that green port on the back of that new computer downstairs, but I'm not getting any sound, Rusty. Is there a way you can go to tools or something like that and get that sound to come out that speaker again? I didn't change nothing to my knowledge.
I'd have to really look at what you got, what the setup is, and way things are plugged into it to really determine. Just trying to off the top of my head, you should, if you've got the external speaker plugged, if you've got an external speaker plugged in, and this and the soft, and it's a, is it USB, is it plugged in through USB, or has it got separate cables for the sound to go to the monitor?
It's got separate cable. It's just a stereo 1/8 inch plug that goes in the back of the desktop computer there into that green port, for which is the audio output. And then there's an off and on switch on the speaker. There's two of them, but I only usually use one of them, and a volume control on that speaker. But it's plugged in back there, and I even unplugged it and plugged it back in. But if I go to something I want to hear, it has no volume.
Probably a case of the software on the computer not being set up to handle the external speakers like that. That's a screwy thing sometimes, and you got to go into the setup for the sound and look at it and see how it is and see what it's set for to get it to do what you want it to do. And that's usually got a setting that allows you to adjust for sound and set them up to where you want them normally without the volume on the speaker itself turned up, you know, too high and all of that. But until, if I was actually sitting in front of it, I could probably get it fixed for you in about 3 minutes and, or less. But being over here on the radio, it's kind of hard to do that, you know?
Why? shoot. Well, I don't know how to get to those sound settings, but at any rate, I haven't even tried yet, other than unplugging it and plugging it back in. But I know the speaker did work just fine when it was first set up. And I don't know if it has to do with hooking the HF up to it, or you wouldn't think so. The interface there shouldn't interfere with that. But yeah, it played fine, and all at once it's not. But the speaker comes on. It's got a LED on it. And it's on, I know, yeah, but, oh, well, it's not that big a deal. I don't listen to audio on it hardly ever anyways, but it would be nice to have. I wanted to hear one last night. Well, we just finished up breakfast, just had cereal and a cup of coffee. And cereal had bananas and peaches and strawberries in it, and it was very good. And I'm not going to do much outside today. Went out and turned the sprinkler on the backyard. Boy, stuff's really starting to get crispy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there it is. I'll tell you what. Let me call you when I get back. I'm over here at Office Depot, and I want to go inside and take a look at see what they've got, what I want. And I'll talk to you in a little while. I'll call you on the phone, and maybe we can set up a day next week. I can run over there, and we can try to figure that out, and you also get your other thing working, get that virtual port set up for the other stuff you want running, and see if we can't make all of that work. How about that?
I appreciate it. Okay, I'll let you go. and talk to you later. W2T and 0TR.
W2T clear, 73.